The subject of interest rates dominated the federal election campaign both before and after the RBA announcement. The Treasurer, Chris Bowen, says the decision to ease rates will further reduce cost of living pressures for families. The opposition says rates have been cut to record emergency lows because the economy is suffering under Labour. The other economic issue that dominated the campaign was the opposition's decision to exclude budget bottom line figures when it releases its full policy costings. Chief political correspondent Sabra Lane.
For years, the Liberal Party ran with this powerful pledge.
I will guarantee that interest rates are always going to be lower under a coalition government.
That's the former Liberal Prime Minister John Howard. Interest rates dominated the 2004 election and their centre stage again. Yesterday and today, before the RBA's decision to cut, there was plenty of political positioning on what a drop in the official interest rate would mean.
If interest rates come down today, it is because the economy is struggling, not because it's doing well.
If interest rates go down today, it won't be because the Reserve Bank says, yippee, isn't our economy in great shape? It will be because the Reserve Bank thinks that economic activity is heading south.
For Mr. Abbott or Mr. Hockey to come out and say that any such interest rate cut in the future, if it were to occur, is somehow bad, just shows you how out of touch they are with the pressures faced by Australian families.
The opposition leader Tony Abbott avoided repeating Mr Howard's promise of lower interest rates under a coalition government.
We're not going to chloroform the economy. What I say is that the economy will always be stronger under a coalition government. Taxes will always be lower. Government spending will always be lower under a coalition government because we understand that the job of government is not to burden people, but to support people.
The Reserve Bank said in the statement that accompanied the cut that growth in Australia was running below trend, that unemployment had edged higher and commodity prices lower. It also said given that global growth was running below trend and borrowing had remained relatively subdued, that the cash rate could be eased by 25 basis points to 2.5%. It's the lowest rate in 53 years, but also at emergency lows. The Treasurer, Chris Bowen.
This cut means that a family with a standard mortgage of $300,000 will now be paying around $500 less a month and $6,000 less in annual payments than when the coalition was last in office. Such a family has saved over $17,500 on their mortgage since the time the coalition was in office, if interest rates had remained the same as that time.
That's being a little tricky. That is a saving of $500 a month if the goalpost was the Howard government years and interest rates of 6.7%. In the current environment, it's a saving of around $45 a month and $540 a year for average mortgage holders, assuming banks do pass it on in full.
If everything is fine, as the Labor Party suggests, why do we have record low in retail sales growth? Why do we have that?
The Shadow Treasurer, Joe Hockey.
This interest rate cut is about a struggling economy under Kevin Rudd. It's not a great credit to this government at all. In fact, the concern is that we are heading in the wrong direction whilst the rest of the world is heading in the right direction in relation to economic growth and employment.
Now, all of a sudden, because interest rates are at record lows under a Labor government, we have Mr. Hockey saying that this is somehow a bad thing. How negative has this opposition become that they seek to paint a reduction in interest rates, which provides cost of living relief to families and cost relief to businesses, as a bad thing?
And John Howard also injected his views today.
They're at very low levels because the economy is slowing, and everybody knows that. And for anybody to run around between now and Election Day and say that a cut in interest rates means that the government's got the economy well in hand, they're looting themselves.
The coalition's come under pressure to explain its decision to exclude forecasts for budget surpluses and deficits in its official policy costings. It won't submit them to Treasury and won't say when they'll be released or who's preparing to verify them for accuracy. The Shadow Treasurer, Joe Hockey, told The Guardian Australia he wouldn't provide budget bottom line details because he didn't trust Treasury's forecasts. Again, Tony Abbott.
you'll be able to see, you'll be able to do the arithmetic, and you will see that the budget bottom line will be better under the Coalition than under Labor.
Again, the Treasurer, Chris Bowen.
Accountability and transparency are not optional extras in an Australian political campaign these days.
We will provide you with our numbers of the costs associated with policies and the savings to pay for it, but we are not going to make the mistake Labor made and make rash forecasts about what a surplus or a deficit will be in the out years, because the starting point is unbelievable. And I'm not going to make those mistakes.
Mr Hockey says people will be able to figure out the final bottom line using a calculator.
Chief Political Correspondent Sabra Lane.